Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's here and now, and there have been a lot of snow days this year, and there could be even more when another storm hits parts of the country next week, but maybe not in some districts.
School is canceled for all Governor Wentworth schools. However, today we are holding a blizzard bag day.
A blizzard bag day? What on earth is that? Well, it's an alternative to snow days, and one person with some experience with blizzard bag days is Jerry Frew. He is superintendent of schools in the Kearsage Regional District in central New Hampshire. He joins us now. Mr. Frew, thanks for being here.
Thank you. It's nice to be on, Jeremy.
Well, what is this exactly, this blizzard bag day, and why deprive kids of one of the best things about being a student, a snow day?
Well, I guess the first thing to know is that we don't deprive them of all of the snow days. One of our learnings after piloting this back in 2009 was that there was great cultural value to the good old-fashioned snow day. And so we still, on several occasions during the course of the year, declare a good old-fashioned snow day. But on those other days, on those blizzard bag days, we really embrace the opportunity for learning outside the schoolhouse walls. And really, the idea came from just a sense of total frustration in a loss of continuity of learning for kids. We're in a large geographical district, and the sun can be out in one end of the district, and we can be getting sleet and freezing rain in the other end of the district. And so as a result of that, we were missing anywhere from 9 to 10 school days annually. And it seemed as though more frequently going to the state and asking for waived days of school. Really, the frustration was, no one learns anything on a waived day of school. And so how can we preserve some continuity of learning? And that's kind of how this idea came about.
Well, what exactly happens on a blizzard bag day? What do the students and what do the teachers do?
Actually, the teachers prepare for blizzard bag days well in advance. We have professional development time that we dedicate early in the school year to teachers preparing what they're going to do on the blizzard bag days so that they post the activities on their websites, they make paper backup copies to send home with students in the event that there is a difficulty with a particular family's computer system on that day. See, we wouldn't call a blizzard bag day if we expected large-scale power outages and that type of thing because access to the Internet is an important part, although not a totally required part. On the blizzard bag day itself, our teachers are online. Some make phone calls home. Others do blogs. Others Google Hangouts and those types of things to stay in contact with students and answer questions and provide support during the school day.
Is it as good as a normal school day?
Well, I guess that's, beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. I think there are people who really like the system and feel that it's a great school-family partnership. And there are still others who, would prefer that the teaching and learning all take place in the classroom and that the household doesn't necessarily have great ownership in that sometimes.
How are kids reacting to this?
We've had great student support throughout the programs. Our attendance is based on participation, is consistently over 90% district-wide, between 90 and 95%. The teachers will say that it's probably more work than a regular school day, but I think, and I give total credit to our teachers. Our teachers have embraced this. We came about with the idea, and they spent the first summer kind of designing how each grade level would approach it. Its success really is based on the teachers' buy-in and the teachers' hard work and communication with students about the importance of it.
So just so everyone knows, you did not answer my question there, which is how are kids reacting to it?
I think that it's a mixed bag. I think some kids love the idea of being able to get out of school the second week in June rather than going to school on the 23rd or 24th or 25th of June, and others would just as soon sleep all day.
Well, and you wonder, with all the snow days that are happening this year, especially in the Northeast where there's been a lot of snow, whether this is going to be something that gets adopted on a wider basis all across the Northeast and the Midwest and other places that get hit with snow in the wintertime. Have you had superintendents call you from other states and say, we're thinking about trying this?
Yes. I answered a superintendent from Wisconsin the other day. We've had inquiries from around the Northeast, There are districts in Missouri that have missed 15 days of school this year. Others have missed 9 or 10 days of school, and they showed some interest in, you know, how did we go about it? And I think the process is the important thing. And we've also learned that you can't have a blizzard bag day every day that there's not school. We call it blizzard bag fatigue. You know, you have to have the good old-fashioned snow day mixed in there.
Why?
I think it's just a cultural piece that people expect and they enjoy and truly appreciate.
It's part of growing up. You have to have at least one day you can go sledding or something like that.
That's right. And this year, actually, we've had 2 regular old snow days and we've had 3 blizzard bag days.
Jerry Frew, he is the superintendent of schools in the Kearsage Regional District in New Hampshire. Mr. Frew, thanks so much for talking with us.
Jeremy, it's been a pleasure.